Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. And today we're diving headfirst into the fascinating world of financial markets, specifically the eye-popping drop in NVIDIA's valuation. Buckle up, folks, it's going to be a wild ride.
$600 billion gone poof, just like that. It's mind-boggling. What gives? I mean, NVIDIA is an AI powerhouse.
Exactly. That's what makes this so intriguing. This article by Mihir Desai in the New York Times uses a pretty wild analogy, the Ouroboros, a snake eating its own tail.
Okay, Ouroboros, right? Remind me what that symbolizes again?
Well, traditionally it represents cyclical things like life and death, the universe, you know, deep stuff. But Desai's using it to talk about big tech, specifically how these companies are, in his view, investing heavily in each other, almost to their detriment.
So like a closed loop of spending with diminishing returns? Interesting.
Precisely. The Magnificent Seven, Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, NVIDIA, Tesla, Meta, and Alphabet make up a huge chunk of the S&P 500, way more than they did a decade ago. Their valuations, compared to their earnings, are through the roof.
But Desai's point is that investors see them as a safe bet, right? Like a modern-day government bond.
I see. Interesting. Got it. Exactly. In a world full of uncertainty, these companies seem like solid rocks. Fortress balance sheets, recurring revenue, investors aren't demanding huge returns right away, so these companies have tons of cash to splash around. And where's that cash going? Often, right back into each other.
NVIDIA getting almost half its revenue from the other six? Google paying Apple billions to be the default search engine? That's a lot of intermingling. And then there's the stock buybacks. Hundreds of billions of dollars worth.
Right. And while none of these things are necessarily bad in isolation, Desai argues that combined with the low investor expectations, it could lead to, well, mediocre returns in the long run. He compares it to the railroad boom of the 19th century. Huge growth, seen as a safe bet, then slowdown.
So, the AI revolution might not be as revolutionary as we think? I mean, that's a bold claim.
It is bold. But Desai points out that information technology has been promising similar productivity leaps for a while now, without really delivering. He even brings in Schumpeter's idea of creative destruction. But in this case, it might be more like self-destruction.
Food for thought. So what's the takeaway here? Should we all be panicking and selling our tech stocks?
Not necessarily, but it's definitely a perspective worth considering. Big tech might not be the invincible titan it seems. This Ouroboros analogy, while a bit dramatic, highlights the potential risks of such interconnectedness and low return expectations. It reminds us to think critically about where we're putting our money and not just blindly follow the hype.
Great points. Thanks for breaking that down. It's definitely given me something to chew on.
Absolutely. And that's it for today's episode of Nutty's Show. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.